I do agree to Ken Robinson's idea on education. He insists that not only literacy, but also creativity is so important in education. He says education system should put more emphasis on creativity. I think that we have to cultivate ourselves. Education will help us understand future we can't grasp, as Ken said. When we watch the news or read the newspaper, it is helpful to think of what is going on and what we should do next. To acquire languages and mathematics could be very useful when we live our life. Education is important, however, it sometimes kills creativity. When students make mistakes, teachers tell them they are wrong and ask them to know the right answer. There is a problem. No children are pleased with being scolded by teachers. They keep from saying unique opinions or even stop raising their hand. They become frightened to belong. As for Japan, we hardly have discussion classes in education system. I've never taken discussion classes until I entered the university. In Japan, education is done in lecture style, and Japanese students believe it is common. In America, they value communication. I lived in America when I was little. During the class, a teacher walks around the classroom and asks students of what they think. I was surprised at first because I wasn't used to it. American teachers said to me, "I don't ask you questions because I want to know the right answer. I ask you questions to think them together." A lot of American students raise their hand because they want to say their opinion. Teachers listen to them seriously, never criticize them. I now think it is a better style. Education in Japan is for producing university professors, as Ken said. I suggest Japanese teachers communicate more with students and help them say their ideas. Ken says creativity is a process of having original ideas. If we don't have any opinions, we will never be able to cultivate creativity. Not only teachers, but also our way of thinking toward education should be changed. I feel that Japanese think people who are willing to say their ideas look kind of selfish, and that Japanese look someone who made a mistake as a shame. As Ken said, if you are not prepared to be wrong, you will never come up with anything original. To be wrong is okay. What is important is whether we could learn from our mistakes. That will connect with creativity, a gift of human imagination.